Milwaukee area mayors and law enforcement officials met yesterday for a gun violence reduction summit, along with leaders from Minneapolis and Chicago, to talk about gun violence in their cities.
It's one of those issues that often divides local leaders, but there seemed to be agreement on at least one point: the need to expand criminal background checks to include buyers of guns in private and internet sales.
Mayor John Dickert of Racine joins us now to talk about what happened at yesterday's summit and their call for expanded background checks. Mayor Dickert, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So it seemed like there was general agreement amongst a lot of mayors in your region that there needs to be some kind of expansion of gun buyer background checks. In a perfect scenario, what would that look like to you?
Well, what we need to do, because mayors are obviously working on the ordinance level legislation for their cities, but we have no control over what happens statewide or at the federal level. So what we're looking at is putting together proposals that we can introduce at the state and federal levels to help when our folks are trying to do their work in the law enforcement community, that the law is actually there to back them up, rather than them going and trying to either put a criminal behind bars or detain them for a while and going to a court or a judge and just simply being told that doesn't work and you can't utilize that as a way to keep our public safe. So their issue or their arrest is thrown out. What we're looking for, candidly, and what everybody was in agreement with, is the fact that we need to protect our citizens. And there's a very small group of people that create a very large amount of crime, and it's violent crime, and there's usually a very good amount of history behind them. So we need to find ways to make the state regulator, the state legislators and the federal legislators understand that, you know, we're the ones that deal with this. We are the people that deal with the police and sheriff's departments. And we hope that they listen to the logic and the reasoning for the changes.
And so what background checks would be happening in your plan that aren't happening now?
Well, right now we have difficulty with background checks, especially with the sales that they have in the gun shows, where there's very little, if any, background checks. Those private sales and those independent shows, that's the start. You know, what tends to happen then is then people buy and sell guns with each other, but you can, at least you have a system to go back to someone to determine where those guns came from. You know, we necessarily, if we want to be honest with ourselves, we can never take all the guns off the streets that you need, because manufacturers just create more, whether they're here or overseas. But to know where the gun is, to know the ballistics, to know the traveling of the gun, what crimes it was used in, we're getting pretty good at that. But it gets harder and harder when you have these guns being sold on either private sales or in gun shows or in the black market, where you just have absolutely no idea where things are happening. We just want to get to a couple of those things that we think are low-hanging fruit. One of them would be gun show sales. At least get information from folks there that you know, are only going to help to solve crimes. And I get, candidly, for somebody who tries to deal on a logical level, I don't know how anyone can be against or opposed to that idea.
Can you talk about the problem of gun violence in your city of Racine?
Well, actually, we've been blessed with not only a great group of police officers, men and women, but we've put together a strategy here in Racine that has really got us doing pretty well. We've got a 49-year low in crime, and we've had one homicide in the last 14 months that we solved within 48 hours. So we've been lucky, but here's the issue. We are part of a region, and Chicago and Milwaukee and some of the areas around us are dealing with crimes that are at higher levels. That does not allow us to step back away from that problem, because people travel through our city. So we have to all be part of the solution. And one of the big issues that we need to work on in this region is the data sharing of information, ballistic sharing, time and shots fired, things like that, who's been selling guns. Those things all help us as a region to solve crimes, because as we all know, nobody says, well, I'm in Racine, I'm not going to create the crime here, I'm going to go to Mount Pleasant and do it. They just don't think like that. No one thinks jurisdictionally. So what we need to do is to work on data and work together as a region to solve these problems.
Some of the mayors were quoted in this meeting as saying this is a moral issue. Dealing with gun violence is a moral priority for people in that region. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of young men and women being killed.
And in my background, the way I grew up, that is a moral issue. And the difficulty that we find as mayors is, you know, we're all about getting things done. We are the executives of our cities, and we have to get things done because we can't pass anything on. So when we look at this issue and we see people sitting on their hands and not doing something or not dealing with the issue up front, yeah, that to me is a moral issue because, okay, it was somebody else's son, somebody else's daughter that died recently. Does that, because you don't know that person, does that make it any different? We cannot have our children being killed and sit back and watch anymore. So, yes, I think this is a moral issue, and I think we have a moral obligation to deal with it as leaders. So we are there's a great deal of frustration that mayors are facing because we're not seeing our state houses and our federal government dealing with tough issues, and we think that this needs to be dealt with.
You know, a lot of times this comes down to an urban-rural issue where in the urban area you might see a gun as an instrument of crime. In a rural area, it's a hunting tool that everybody has and uses responsibly. How do you think mayors in urban areas can reach out and work with, say, state legislators whose votes you would need from rural areas to make any of these changes happen?
Well, first of all, and with no disrespect to you, I think that we cannot make that assumption that people in cities use guns illegally or irresponsibly, and people in counties don't. If you look at the gun violence that has happened around this country, you're not safe in a school, you're not safe in a church, you're not even safe in a theater or a restaurant anymore, but let alone your home or on the street. And if you look at gun violence, it is not necessarily related to urban areas. There's gun violence everywhere. The people that were killed in those mass shootings were in some of the richest suburbs in the country. So I don't think that we can make an assumption that because it's in cities, people are not using guns or using guns respectfully. All the mayors that we talked to that were there were gun owners. I'm a gun owner. I have two guns. I started shooting guns when I was eight years old, and we were taught how to respect them and use them wisely. I think the issue here is, are we going to try to make this and divide people by making this an urban versus rural issue? Or are we going to be honest with ourselves and say that this is an issue of violence, period? We can't leave out the mental illness issue that come along with this problem. I think we have to get away from that because, candidly, to me, that's an excuse not to act. And I don't think that anyone who loses a child is going to say, well, my child was killed because they were in a city. Their children were killed, period. And I think we need to stop the excuses and start dealing with this issue because, like I said before, it's a small number of people creating an immense amount of violent crime.
We'll leave it there for now. Mayor Dickert, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you talking about this.
That was Racine Mayor John Dickert. He joined us to talk about yesterday's Gun Violence Reduction Summit in Milwaukee and the call for expanding background checks for private gun sales.